It is a Roadshow Friday, and we are at the Beauport Hotel in Gloucester, Massachusetts. And yes, you guys can make noise. It's fine.
Woo!
Love it. We may not be here if not for our next guest, and with us right now, a guy who has been a player and a coach and a general manager and an analyst in the NHL, the great Mike Milbury. Round of applause for Mike Milbury, please.
Woo-hoo!
Hello.
Hello.
Your idea several years ago, you said, why don't you do a road show and we'll go to my sister's restaurant in Rockport, and we were there last night. My Place by the Sea, unbelievable restaurant, great hospitality, great food last night.
Kathy's right over there.
Round of applause.
Kathy.
Sister Kathy.
Queen.
The food was incredible, but yeah. I went into the kitchen while they were making it. She was an animal in there, just an animal, like screaming at people, yelling at people, and well, it all worked out.
It's all about the expo. That's what it's all about in the kitchen. It's all about the expo.
You know what's all about this morning is I'm overwhelmed by Curtis's pink and white striped shorts. Stunning.
He looks great.
Those are really nice, Curtis.
There you go.
He looks great.
Where did you get those? I'd like to pick up a pair.
I can tell you, there's one down the road, Target.
Oh.
Also, I don't want to get you in trouble with your sister or anything, but nice job by you last night. There was a bit of a line, and you snuck everybody in the back like the old days.
Wait a second. don't absolve yourself from responsibility here.
I helped.
Pulled the gate open.
Well, I didn't want people to wait in line like I wanted. So we brought everybody through the back. Sorry about that, Kathy. Sorry about that.
I thought Greg wanted a strong border.
And I never knew you had such a wonderful singing voice.
Well, you know, she's been begging me to sing, and I think it was after the fourth or fifth glass of wine that I finally loosened up a little bit. The vocal cords came to life.
Yeah. No, it was great, and it's beautiful here today, and NHL draft getting underway today. And I know we've talked a lot with you about Don Sweeney and about the Bruins during your segments during hockey season. Bruins extended Don Sweeney for another couple years. How do you feel about that decision?
Yeah, I thought that was going to happen. I think he had some great runs, and unfortunately, and I know how this feels, he fell short. But he did what he had to do in order to put his team in a position to try to win a cup, and it didn't happen, and it's a hard thing to do. So he's got a chance to reset, and now he's got a bucket full of draft picks to work with. The thing about that, though, is that these draft picks aren't going to just be instant presto changeo. It takes a couple of years or more to see what you have when you've got in the draft. So they're going to have to be patient. I think fans are going to have to be patient. And let's see what happens in the free agency market, because that's the way to get better quickly. And if you look at Florida, by the way, most of their team has been accumulated by, other than the draft, they have a few guys there, Ekblad and Barkov, that were high draft picks, but a lot of those guys, like Bennett, who was a superstar in the playoffs, they were trades, and it was a tribute to Bill Zito, their general manager, that he made it work.
If Marco Sturm doesn't do what we hope he can do in the next year or two, does Don Sweeney have the ability to fire him, or will he be gone?
You know, Curtis, what a Debbie Downer over here. Jesus. Guy just got on the job. He hasn't coached the game, and he's looking to fire the guy for crying out loud.
Well, I mean, the last two people he's fired have won cups.
Holy mackerel. That's
crazy. Was he the right decision in your mind?
I don't know Marco, except very briefly met him. Seems like a really nice guy. Seems to have a lot of respect from players that played with him. He's got some coaching in his background, but it's a – Listen, the
player, did you turn it down before they offered it to him?
No,
the 50th guy.
No. The fact of the matter is that you got to have players. And no matter who's the coach, you got to have some good players in your roster. And, you know, I think the coach makes a difference, but they still have a gap at the center position, which is the most important position besides goaltending for me. And until they fill that void, I don't care if it's Vince Lombardi, Bill Parcells, Bill Belichick, you name it, Red Auerbach, they're not gonna instantly jump to the top of the pack.
Does that, when you choose Marco Sturm as your head coach, does that say anything to you about the interest that there was in this job or a lack thereof? Or
No. I think there'd be plenty of interest in the Bruins. It's a, you know, original six team. Yes, there's some holes in it, but they listen, Swayman's got to get his head on straight, and he's got to shut the hell up.
Looked good for Team USA.
Yeah, he looked great for Team USA, but that doesn't count around here,
true,
does it? Well, maybe a little.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this guy needs to just shut up, focus on hockey. When he's focused, he's a terrific goaltender,
yeah, yeah,
top-notch player. And then they've got McAvoy, and Lindholm's got to come back to the way he played when he first got here. And they've got enough on the blue line. They've got to figure out what to do with the front line, and that's the key.
Full training camp for Swayman and no hold out, hold in, whatever. Does that, from your perspective, does that change the way he plays this upcoming season?
Yeah, I think there were a lot of people to blame for how that whole contract thing went down, and it certainly hurt him with his teammates, hurt him with fans, and hurt his game. I mean, you just can't make up for a lost training camp. It's time that you serve yourself well with finding out what your teammates are doing in front of you, getting your rhythm, and I think he'll be a better goaltender this year because of that.
What do you think's going on with Captain? Because the photo that they just released with McAvoy and Pasta, both with the A on their jerseys, moving forward, Sturm's made some comments about maybe seeing how the season plays out. They have to name a captain, right?
To me, it's not a big deal.
It's not.
It's not a big deal. They've got, you know, people that lead in the locker room without having a letter on. I mean, I'm sure Marchand had plenty of things to say before he became the captain of the team. It's a symbolic gesture to people, and I don't think it changes. In fact, I know there have been times, and without naming names, that people were named captain, and that didn't change their personality, didn't change their locker room demeanor, and it really didn't make much of a difference. So that, to me, is low on the totem pole of things that they have to worry about.
Mike, you're really direct. I love the way you communicate. You don't leave anybody guessing. I'm curious, in your role when you were with the Islanders and you're working for an owner and you're in charge of the roster, how big of a job responsibility was it to communicate directly with your players what you were doing so that you didn't have guys, like I just, in other sports, the Red Sox, it feels like there's this huge chasm between the front office and the players. How did you bridge that as a GM, and how important of a job was that for you?
I think it's an important job. It's actually important, in my case with the Islanders, to manage up as well as to manage down. I mean, we had owners that came and went in such a rapid fashion. I used to joke that the only thing we led the league in was convicted felons amongst our owners. It was just a lot of guys that were there for a cup of coffee and moved on. And
did they have a stat at NHL.com?
Yeah. And Charles Wong was like, he vetoed trades that I tried to make. It was really difficult to be a GM there, but you have to communicate with the players. Occasionally, the coach's job is more directly related to interaction with the players, but the GM has to be accessible, especially when it comes time to contract decisions. And that's something you can't underestimate, being open, forthright with your players, letting them know where they stand, and don't play games with them because they'll know you're playing a game.
Now, you mentioned Brad Marchand as the captain here, and it seems like maybe down there he's found the perfect role for himself. He was so good during the playoffs, and where they had him, because that team is stacked, it seems like he can play another.
Yeah, you're right. You know, they had him kind of basically on the third line, but he had some special teams in him. I mean, more limited role, which when you're 37, 38, whatever he is now, is where you should be thinking. And the fact of the matter is that this trade, which everybody was upset about, not everybody, but it was good for him. It was good for the Bruins, who now get a number one pick in a couple of years. But it was a good trade for Marchand. He sort of rejuvenated himself and became a factor, wears another ring on his finger, and is another step closer to the Hall of Fame.
We actually had an argument about Marchand re-signing possibly with a team like Florida. Would he be open to taking a discount? Because I know around the trade deadline there were rumors out that he was looking for like $7 million, but the Bruins wanted to knock him down to like close to $3.5 million or something like that. Would he be, knowing he'd be able to compete for a Stanley Cup with a team like Florida, be willing to re-sign at a cheaper price?
I would hope so, because, listen, I don't know what his bank account looks like, but I think it's pretty good shape, don't you, by this time? He's not going to be afraid of the Beauport hotel prices. Yeah. Here I think he's going to be okay.
Yeah,
That wasn't an insult. It's just that actually, you know, I mean, it's a great place. So
you stayed here last night.
I did. It's just fabulous. Yeah. And we look out at the Greasy Pole. I mean, what better view is that?
And a crazy event. Greg bought drinks before we went out to dinner.
I did. Nice. Yeah, I did. Yes, I did.
Very generous.
And then Mike woke up this morning. He was going to put his shoes on, but he threw them at somebody. So, and it was really. What about 2 years from now? Is Connor McDavid playing for Edmonton? Is he playing in Canada?
That's a great question that I can't answer. It sounded to me in his recent press conferences like he was kicking the door open a little bit, and I wouldn't blame him. I mean, you've been to Edmonton. You've been to Edmonton?
I've never been.
No, I mean it's all right. It's just except from December until May, it sucks. You know, it's cold. It's windy. Yeah. It's in the middle of nowhere. But and travel is tough. But for him, it would be, I think, a good thing, and for the league, a good thing if he went to Chicago, to Boston, to New York. I mean, those are places that a player like him would. You know, he gets a lot of attention now, but in those markets, it would be a win-win for the league and for him. And I hope he moves. I really hope he moves. And he's so much fun to watch. And there's nobody more talented in maybe the history of the league than Connor McDavid. And he's playing in a closet in Edmonton.
Yeah. Is this Panthers team a dynasty in your mind?
I guess one more would make it the dynasty. Two is great, but three in a row is magnificent. But they are deep. They're covered at every position. There aren't any holes whatsoever. They're not afraid to play it tough. They're not afraid to play a finesse game. It's a well constructed team and
deeply rooted in history with a big fan base.
Yeah.
Their ratings really did real good.
Yeah, I don't know what the ratings were for the final in Florida.
More people watch the Kentucky Derby than watch the Stanley Cup.
They did have more people at their parade than the Thunder did, though.
That is true. Well, it's probably not.
Florida over Oklahoma City. I mean, that's pretty.
At least we're not OKC.
We're talking about a great team here. And Curtis has to bring up the fact that it's in Florida and nobody watches the team.
Well, I mean, they're
so consistent with his personality,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, he is.
If Mike Milbury says you're negative, I guess you're in trouble.
Well,
I talked to your father about you. He had nothing but bad things to say, by
really?
The way.
Really? Well, tell us more.
Private conversation.
Yeah. Well, his dad is actually out front getting Curtis another room here tonight. So,
let's go. James is going to be here in an hour.
Yeah. Well, it's great to see you.
Yeah, great. I'm glad you guys had a good time last night. I thought Kathy did a great job, and hope you'll do it again.
Yes.
I think we will. Should we come back again next year?
Definitely.
Sir.
All right. I think we will. As long as
have a great summer.
Yeah, you too.
We'll see you.
Thank you, Mike.
Down the road.
We'll see you down the road. Mike Milbury, everybody. We are at the Hotel Beauport in Gloucester, and it is roadshow number 7. Only one more left, and it's a short week next week because of the 4th, so we will be on our way to New Hampshire on Wednesday, and we will see you for pregame on the lake, Lake Winnipesaukee and the Nassau on Wednesday night. And how's the weather looking for Thursday on the dot?
Oh, I looked yesterday, 77, partly sunny.
Okay, I know that's your – sorry, Curtis.
Yeah, just driving right into his lane.
Sorry. He pointed at me. I didn't know what to do.
I'll give you what's trending.
Okay. Please do.
All right, we're going to play Hill Notes coming up, and we're going to squeeze in Truth or Fraudulent, the Gloucester edition, coming up in a little bit right now. Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. The Red Sox back in action tonight. They're home to take on the Blue Jays. First pitch is at 7:10 with Brian Baio getting the start. Lenny DiNardo and Mike Monaco have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show.
Can I have a quick note? If you want to increase TV ratings, maybe hire people like Mike Milbury again.
I know.
On ESPN.
Bring him
or
back.
On TNT.
The fact that he's not working for NBC where he was is an absolute affront to people of all ages and derelictions.
He is exactly what they need. We love Wayne Gretzky. Who doesn't love Wayne Gretzky? Yep. The guy says nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, he's so vanilla.
Like, how do you think Michael Jordan is going to do in that role?
I think Jordan will do well because Jordan's entire Hall of Fame acceptance speech was ripping people he played with. Like, he is so insanely competitive that I think he will go out of his way to be blunt because he wants to be better than Barkley or better than other people.
And I think it's been long enough since he's played that he might not have that, no offense to your guy, but that Tom Brady reluctance to be super critical of guys.
It is incredibly important for Tom Brady to be liked and to be welcomed into high society. Michael Jordan is high society. Like, it's not, he's like above that. He's his own. I think he'll be good.
Well, the second round of the NBA draft took place, and the Celtics traded back their 32nd pick after reportedly missing out on Rashear Fleming, who went 31 to the Phoenix Suns. The Celtics drafted Kentucky center Amari Williams at number 46 and VCU guard Max Shulga at number 57. In the NFL, former Ravens kicker Justin Tucker has been suspended for the first 10 weeks of the 2025 regular season after the NFL found that he violated its personal conduct policy. Tucker can serve the suspension as a free agent and is free to sign with an NFL team. If he were to sign with a team, he could attend training camp, play in preseason games, but must stop once the suspension starts on August 26th. And fresh cherries are bursting with flavor and now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Right now, get Northwest cherries for only $1.97 a pound when you use a digital coupon. That's limited to two per customer. Short on time, order free curbside pickup or delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That is what's trending. We've got your Hill Notes coming up next.